This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The ladies of the day, Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn, are here to go through the top stories from this past week, according to Talkers Magazine. We get the top 10 and the people list as well to go through for this last part of July, early part of August. So you'll hear us discuss the big things of the week. Jennifer's here, as is the usual case. She also is on, she's the number one radio personality by popular score in Los Angeles at KRLA. It's nothing wrong with no flies on her. I got ticks on me. You got no flies on you. Great.
No fly zone.
Right, exactly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's see here. Number 10, Lizzo. Every time I see that name and I hear about her, I just think this is something out of a bad movie, like a Lizzo.
Well, some people blew the whistle on her this week.
Yeah. No, but I'm thinking that she's, it's a female lizard, right?
Oh, boy.
A male is a lizard, female is a lizard. Okay, maybe not. Next. But I'm number nine. I've done all kinds of puns today so far, Jennifer. You've missed out.
Oh, I'm super excited.
Really good ones. Jay can recite some of the nacho, the cheese
rare
things
form.
After the.
Oh, that is nacho cheese.
Cheese, well, there, see? Dup, dup, bum, boop, boop, okay. Number nine, the focus, continuing focus on social media and that ilk. Number eight, the fact that the synagogue shooter got the death penalty seems okay to me. We'll talk, that's just the headline, we'll talk about it. Number seven, more immigration problems on the border. What do you expect when nobody's doing anything to fix them? At number six, we're having a heat wave. Oh, my God, we're tired of talking about the weather. At number five, the war. It's a lot of the same stuff keeps going. All right, so here's number four, the credit downgrade. We need to talk about that. The United States of America, the credit worthiness of our country has gone down. That is a big story, frankly. The presidential race and who's saying what about Trump. He shouldn't be the president. He's a lousy crook. All right, there's some of that in there at number three. Speaking of lousy crooks, at number two, the Hunter Biden case. And the latest is that he went to drugs after his brother died. There may be something. Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about that, too. And then the indictment is number one. Okay, on the people list, Lizzo is number 10. Bill Barr is nine. Oh, good old Rudy Giuliani is at eight. Kevin McCarthy, seven. Joe Manchin and Cornel West are tied for the number six spot. Hunter Biden is at five. He's bested his old man by one spot. Joe Biden's in four. Mike Pence in three. Jack Smith at number two. And the Trumpster is at number one. So I have to tell you, to start this conversation out, watching Donald Trump walk all by himself, gets out of the car, and walks the loneliest guy. He looked, it just, I didn't feel sorry for him, but I thought to myself, there's the guy, he at one point in time held the whole world in his hands. Now he's walking into a courthouse all by himself. And it was really kind of routine. He pled not guilty to plotting to overturn the election and stuff. I think they got a hard road to convince convict him of this. But anyway, Jack Smith sitting nearby, the special counsel who's gone after him, the judge explains the charges, and the atmosphere is calm, certainly a far sight different than it was in Miami in June with all that huzzarai down there. But, you know, you just kind of wonder. Maybe I'm the only one who feels this way because everybody else is all worried about, yeah, give me the facts. I just look at the guy. I tend to be more on the human side of things. And I dislike Trump because I don't dislike him. I just don't want him to be president. He's entitled to be whoever he wants to be. But a lot of the stuff thrown around.
I think what you're seeing is somebody who is really upset about the system and the way it's working. I mean, think about this. Think about the fact that he has been charged with 3 different indictments, and he knows there's another one that's going to come probably in the next couple of weeks in Georgia.
There's 78 charges across 3 different
cases. Yeah, I mean, they want to destroy this guy. And so, you know, look, ask yourself the question.
Who's they?
The Department of Justice. Why would they? Why would they want to destroy him? What do they have to gain? All of these charges are very controversial. Every single one of the charges against Trump is controversial. There is not somebody who can say, you know what? They got him. Dead to right, they got him. Nobody is saying that.
They don't have him yet. They don't have him.
And they're creating charges. I mean, this most recent round, one day after Hunter Biden's business partner testifies, they drop these charges, almost like they're waiting in the perfect realm, right? As soon as the last 3 indictments have come 24 hours after damaging
the
business.
There are lots of conspiratorial theories here, that's for sure.
And so you've got, I mean, literally, you just look at the 3 indictments.
They're trying to make him look vulnerable. That's what they're trying to do.
They're trying to distract the news media. And what's really crooked about this Jack Smith, and to take this through, he's the person who's the special counsel.
Yeah.
I can tell you about his personal stuff, which is another story, but just to talk about what he did here in going after Trump. He started both indictments, both the classified documents and this and the election investigation in Washington, D.C., because it is going to be impossible for Donald Trump to get a fair trial in Washington, D.C. The people there absolutely hate him. Why would he get a classified document scandal started in a place where the classified documents weren't even allegedly there? They were in Florida. But he knew he needed the grand jury in Washington, D.C. in order to get, as they say, the evidence to indict a ham sandwich, right? And so he gets those grand juries pulled in D.C., and then he goes, change of venue, because he knows that the judge would throw it out of court if he started going after Trump in D.C. for the classified documents. This one he was able to keep there because of the election stuff. So they're already, you kind of have a tainted jury pool, which is why Trump's attorneys are going to try to change the venue. Then you have the personal stuff with Jack Smith. Jack Smith, who his wife is a huge Democrat donor. She's created videos for the Biden family, for Michelle Obama.
It's rotten all over the place.
It's rotten all over. The judge in this particular case worked for Hunter Biden's law firm. I mean, this is the problem that I think people get so upset about. And this is why people, you wonder where the sympathy comes from. The sympathy comes from, it looks like the deck is stacked. It looks terrible.
Right.
It's like they don't even care.
Let's play the sympathy card with Hunter Biden just for a second and see if it works there. That's the number 2. Trump is number 1 on the hit parade, the story list this week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. By the way, we'll post these, as we usually, I think Jay already has, on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com, and it's also at talkers.com. I found myself digging around this week, Jennifer, and Jay and I talked about it a little bit. The factors that led to him getting addicted to drugs and then maybe doing scurrilous things because he couldn't hold a job, and with peddling himself around, you know, you can always find an excuse, or you can come up with something that happened. And so with his brother dying of brain cancer, what was that, about 10 years or so ago, he went off the deep end, and that's what...
Well, he was using... So here's the thing. I actually have a little sympathy for Hunter, a tiny bit, because he's also committed some crimes, but...
Yeah.
He was an addict pre-Beau. He did die. Before Beau died, he was using drugs. He was an addict.
Right.
He's been a screw-up. He got kicked out of the military for using drugs, actually.
Mm.
So he's had a tough time, but... What I also feel is that Beau Biden was sort of the golden son, and Hunter was always the one who was trying to keep up. So if you want to give him a little bit of a doubt, maybe that was part of what went into his using. I'm not sure. But where I think Hunter has a pretty bad reputation. There's a story that came out in L.A. this week. Maybe you didn't hear it yet, about this place that he was renting in Venice. in Venice Beach. He was renting this $4.5 million mansion. He was paying $25,000 a month. And I guess he and his wife just wrecked the house, and they left the landlord owing $80,000. I don't think that Hunter Biden right now is a good guy, because the addiction has probably taken over, and the ability to try to, you know, keep up with everything that's coming at him, probably not making him the best. But where I do feel sorry for him is I really believe that Joe Biden knew how to sell his name, knew how to sell his influence, and used Hunter Biden as the guy to do all that. I don't think that Hunter Biden, as we talked about last week on this program, I don't think that Hunter Biden is the brainiac who created this entire scheme.
I don't think he's that smart at all.
Right. And so I think that that was Joe Biden who was using Hunter Biden.
So where's the wife in all of this? She seems like a nice, gentle...
Who's that, Jill?
Yeah, Jill Biden, the wife. Mm-hmm. Where is she? She's not... She isn't the mother of Hunter. Hunter's mother's dead.
Yeah.
But she's the second wife. But she looks so sweet, and she seems to be so... You know, the teacher and all that stuff. I don't know. There's got to be some influence here. And Joe's not in his right mind anyway. So who's puppeteering behind the scenes? That's what I kind of want to know. These people aren't doing this all by themselves.
A lot of people still feel that behind the scenes, that this was like an Obama presidency part two, that it's the same kind of people, the Susan Rices of the world,
there you go,
and Obama, that are running this White House.
Susan Rice is deplorable. It's not about her as a human being, but the way that she's inveigled herself and keeps inveigling herself into Democratic policies.
She's pretty powerful, though. A lot of people know who she is.
That's right. People don't know who she is.
They don't know who she is, and she's very powerful.
Yeah. She's obnoxious. All right. So anyway, we wrap up the discussion of Trump pleading not guilty. And so where does it go from here?
To Georgia is where it goes next.
Yeah, it goes. The next one goes around and around. So the question will come, and this is what I think the news media people and the Democrats are trying to put in people's minds. Do you want, even if you're a supporter of Trump, do you want a guy who's been indicted for all of these crimes to be the president? And if he is elected president and he gets convicted, he goes to jail. So then what happens?
He pardons himself.
Huh? There you go.
Seriously, that's what will happen.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that part of it. All right. Food for thought. Hey, it's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Ford, here's you Mustang fans. Tom Somerville talks about the Mustang Mach-E Rally.
This is actually the first rally-inspired electric vehicle. And what we've heard from a lot of customers, so separate to the Rally being a really fun car to drive, it's also a very capable car. So one thing we've heard from a lot of our customers are they really index in doing outdoor activities, and they really want an EV that is an electric vehicle, but also has some ability to take them on adventure and also have some fun getting there. So it's kind of a combination of for people who love to drive, for people who love to maybe not just drive on asphalt, and for people who at the end of their drive maybe want to do something kind of fun, you know, like mountain biking or camping or whatever. So it's a little bit of a combination of many traits of our customers combined into one vehicle that is going to be an absolute blast to drive.
He couldn't talk tech or colors or interiors yet. You can order the Mach-E Rally this fall. With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay. Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of what the issues have been for this past week. Jennifer Horn is here, Jay Kirshner is here, Doug Steffen is here, and we have your comments. This is important. Social media connections to us, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on X, it's Good Day On Air. I don't take that seriously at all. Do you?
I don't think anybody does. I'm like, what is this? And I go, oh.
All right, so social media in all its various forms and discussion, the discussion focus number 9 this week on the countdown. Let's focus on what some of our listeners, Jay, have had to say. A question that we posted, we have usually one or two items a day that we'll ask for you. And this is pretty interesting, actually, and that's why we're using this as an example. Excuse me. Does anybody have their COVID-19 card still?
Yeah.
Right? The vaccine.
Never did.
Used it?
Yeah, Jennifer never
Suckers.
Did.
Suckers. All it I know is I remember we it was tough going for a while, but now who laughs last?
Yeah. Well, it is. That's, you know, the whole thing about this as we continue to tear it apart. I don't know, Jennifer, if you saw this posting that I did. I did it on my own. My own Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Doug Steffen. But we also, Jay posted it to our Facebook page, a 24 minutes, I've forgotten how long it was, an overview of last week's European Union review, if that's for the best, that's the best word I can come up with, of COVID-19 and how the world was schnookered by this, like completely, this is universal across the, and here in America, nobody's even talking about it. Didn't make any headlines, you know, saw any pictures. I just had it sent to me by a friend, and I'm watching this thing and thinking to myself, this is what I was talking about the second week of COVID. It's all the same. 1965 is when this COVID-19 existed. This COVID stuff has been around for 60 years. In various forms. And it's taken its toll here and there, and then they go through what was done and how it was just...
I think it's pretty atrocious that a lot of these medical surveys are coming out there saying that for people who are older, the vaccine probably did more harm than good. For pregnant women, there were a huge amount of miscarriages that seemed to, that number went up after they started giving the vaccine. I don't know. It just, it's such a lie, and it's not for the good of the people.
All right. Yep. All right. So go through, what are we, who's got what here? Glenda, what she's got.
Yeah, Glenda is an evaluating therapist and said one nursing home she goes to is back to the N95 masks because of a community outbreak. And another one is no longer even testing for COVID. And she adds that she was initially vaccinated in January 2021 and refused boosters, has no idea where the card even is.
Yeah. It says get over it.
Yeah.
That was it. All right, next.
Ingrid still has her card. She says, in Kentucky, it was posted last week that we have over 100 new cases. My sister also told me that they are going to offer a new COVID-19 vaccine in September, and she is definitely going to get it because she is face-to-face with people in her line of work, meaning Ingrid, meaning her sister.
Yeah.
She says she hasn't, Ingrid hasn't made up her mind if she will get it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Susan, who says, I still have mine only because I haven't cleaned out my wallet in 2 years.
Okay, keep going.
And Daniel Erskine, sorry, Daniel, never got the jab. Greg says, I have it. I take it to be updated when I get boosters, but I don't anticipate having to show it except for maybe if I go travel international. I never once had to show my vaccine card.
I think I did a couple of times, and I don't remember. It was all in California. It was never here. California, yep, show the card. Go to the going to the movies, I think, if I remember correctly. You had to show the card, right? It's Jeremy Wood says you better hang on to them. He read an article about a possible news surge. Okay, yeah, that's enough for that. That's news media hype, pal. 28 after here on Good Day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's attorney is ripping the latest federal indictment. Outside the courthouse where he was arraigned yesterday, Alina Haba called the indictment election interference against a presidential candidate. She told reporters, quote, President Trump is under siege in a way that has never been seen before, end quote. Two United States Navy sailors are accused of spying for China. The Justice Department announced the arrests of two active duty members yesterday, a 22-year-old sailor based in San Diego, California, and a 26-year-old sailor based out of Naval Base Ventura, north of Los Angeles, were taken into custody Wednesday. They are accused of sending national defense information to Chinese officials in exchange for $15,000 cash. Assistant Attorney General Matt Olson said because of the sailors, sensitive military information ended up in the hands of the People's Republic of China. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG. Call now.
Call us.
34 at the hour now. On the overview that we present to you every week, Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner here with, let's go to social media to me is a broader category. I'd like to just say, I would like it to be devices or things that are affected, our lives affected by the impact of all of the consortiums of control and power that come through machines. Is that a complicated way of saying artificial intelligence, I guess? I'm a wordsmith. I can come up with all kinds of things to make it sound like it's different, but it really isn't. AI is the biggest problem that we have long term to focus on. Hunter Biden isn't. Donald Trump isn't. The Russian war isn't. The heat waves isn't. None of the things, excuse me, that are on that list are as important in my mind as artificial intelligence and what tasks are more likely to be replaced. What's your job all about? Do you think your job, and is this appropriate? Should you go get another skill? Apparently, according to some of the research that has been done and produced the last week or 10 days, about 1 in 5 workers in our country have jobs with, I'm talking about key workers doing key things that are more likely to be replaced by AI than, I mean, 1 out of 5, that's 20% of U.S. workers, according to the Pew Research Center. So as you look at the data, you look at these jobs that rely on analytical skills, critical thinking, writing, things, you know, that you got to use math, almost the STEM stuff, right? These people are more exposed to this new technology than people who are loading trucks. I can see robots loading trucks, though, can't you? Menial jobs that are done. Look at if you don't believe that's the case, look at the car assembly lines. I remember working at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a teenager, and there were no, everything was done by the workers. Now, the cars are welded, the bodies are put on the chassis. The only thing, and the paint is done by a robot. The things that aren't done by robots are the assembling of the inside of the car, like the wiring and that sort of thing. But there are half as many jobs in these positions, and I just take that as one of the many industries that are being affected by robots, artificial intelligence, whatever. According to a report from a company that does hiring, AI contributed to 4,000 job cuts in its universe this past month. So what do we do? Where do we go? And who's behind all of this? Are the Chinese the ones that are developing this? I see the Chinese as the culprits in most everything that's going awry in the world, and I think I'm not alone in that. So if you're a budget analyst, if you're a data entry person, a tax preparer, if you're a web developer, you're going to have a problem, it would seem, according to this list anyway.
Yeah, better learn the skill of coding so that you can be the one that is writing the code to develop this.
Yeah. So if you're a barber, you're probably pretty safe. I can't imagine somebody getting their hair cut by a robot, can you?
Oh, wait, what's the one? What's that one machine that cuts hair? It's like a vacuum? Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, stick that on. If you're a dishwasher, you're probably not going to get that. Police and firefighters, what's going to happen to the firefighters? I think you're going to, you got to have a fire. You got to have the firehouse. But the police, there's a lot of stuff that the police do that could be done by, you know, I think New York. Didn't New York buy a whole bunch of robots to direct traffic? I think I saw that not long ago. All right, anyway, maybe I'm overcooking this, but it's one of my hot buttons. Let's get back to the more mundane things. Number 8 on the list of people is good old Rudy Giuliani. You can count on him. So apparently,
he's fired up this week. Did you see him?
Well, there are a series of a former staffer of his introduced a bunch of audio transcripts from him as people, you know, they're trying to get Trump down in Georgia, and Rudy just kind of a hanger-on with that. But apparently Rudy, in these, I didn't hear the tapes, maybe you did, number of sexist remarks, anti-Semitic remarks, homophobic remarks, and so these complaints that have been lodged against Giuliani. This woman who said that she was forced to have oral sex with him.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Ugh. This woman name is Noelle Dunphy, looking for $10 million out of him in this court case. And so that's where all of this other stuff came from that's now come out in court. Imagine how embarrassing at 79 years of age it is to have this stuff floating around. You thought it was embarrassing when he shaved over his clam chowder or whatever it was. Wow, this is painful. And, you know, I can't tell you. He calls her a bee, this woman, and you're my blanking blanker. And, you know, he must have been drunk. He's had an alcohol problem, hasn't he? That doesn't excuse this by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think bizarre. That's what people try to paint. I don't know.
It's all weird. All right, so one of the tapes refers to celebrities that are and aren't Republicans. Let's see here. The fact that Matt Damon is very liberal, according to Giuliani, Matt Damon is a blank, blank, blankety, blank, blank, blank. He sings, Matt Damon is 5'2", eyes are blue. What the hell? These people. This is all. I mean, how can this guy face anybody with this stuff? I mean, you can tell it's his voice. He talks about the size of Jewish men in this thing. I mean, this guy is a freak, it would seem to me, at this point. I didn't like him. I haven't liked him since he fired Bill Bratton, who was the police commissioner that he hired. Bill Bratton had been the...
He really cleaned up New York City, though.
He did.
He would say a lot of things about Rudy Giuliani.
No,
but
it was Bratton who cleaned up New York City.
It started with the change in policy from Giuliani.
Well...
broken window, you know, that kind of deal.
So Giuliani hires Bill Bratton as the police commissioner in Boston. He hires him to run the New York Police Department, and he formulates all these things that you're talking about, Jennifer, to clean up the city, do this, do that. And then when Bratton gets more attention than Giuliani does in the news media, he fires him. So what does he do? He goes to Los Angeles and does the same thing.
I miss Bill Bratton. He was great.
Mm-hmm. He was great here. He was great in New York. He was great in L.A.
His type wouldn't be allowed, though, because he actually liked to fight crime.
Yeah.
Now, that wouldn't be allowed in any big city.
No. All right, so there's that story about Rudy. We don't want to get stuck on that too much. So what about the credit downgrade? What do you know about where we are, and is this a, can you blame this? This is an easy question for Jennifer. Can we blame this on Biden, too?
Well, a little bit. I mean, Biden's blaming it on Trump, which is pretty funny.
Of course.
I don't pretend to be an economist, but I do have a very good friend.
You can play one on the radio. It's okay.
Come on. I have a very good friend, Stephen Moore, who is an economist, who he has not committed to liking Trump. He did get advice. He was on Trump's economic council the last time around, however.
Yeah.
And so he is a more conservative guy, and he came on the program and he said it's ridiculous that they downgraded the United States. He acknowledges, I mean, you
it
have to
ridiculous.
Acknowledge
yeah,
the spending of the Biden administration, the stupid economic policies, the Bidenomics ridiculousness of the Biden administration. But he said, all in all, it's ridiculous that they downgraded the United States when they know for sure that every bond that the United States issues will be paid, will be backed, will be acknowledged. So he thought it was kind of a ridiculous move. Probably to embarrass the United States a bit while we're down.
Mm-hmm.
So is it the Biden administration's fault? Yeah, they spend like sailors, but so do Republicans. And does that still justify the downgrade?
No. All right. May I take a moment here? Every time you're here with us, I always want to dig into some of the things going on in California. And this story about Feinstein that has surfaced this week about her health. The fact that she doesn't even know what she's doing when she's on the Senate. It's disgraceful, frankly, that the people in her family are allowing her to do this. It just seems to me that if the family cared, that they would stop this. So now, it appears this week, there's a big dispute within her family over the control of her husband's, he died last year, right? Didn't he die last year?
Yes.
Yeah. So apparently he was worth a lot of dough. And so because she's kind of out of it, the kids are all squabbling over the money.
Well, over control. Once again, they're just, you know, I look at these people as puppeteers. The fact that Dianne Feinstein had to be told how to vote last week, they said, just say aye, just say aye. And she's trying to give a speech. I mean, it's just incredibly sad. And it's not... it's not filled with dignity, and she deserves that at the very least. But anyway, her daughter is Catherine, and she's filed two lawsuits on her mom's behalf in an effort to gain access to the estate of the husband. This acknowledgement, of course, comes because of the court filings, but also because of Diane's problems. The first lawsuit on Diane's behalf is for a California beach house, which is owned by Richard Bloom, who's her late husband. The lawsuit says that she's seeking to sell the house in order to raise funds for her ongoing medical treatments. The second challenges the appointment of two other trustees to the estate of Richard Bloom, Michael Klein, who's a lawyer, and Mark Schlolovic, who's a business partner of Richard Bloom. So she's trying to get complete control of Richard Bloom's estate. So...
I just find this is disgraceful. She's had a long career, too long, actually. She's been in the Senate too long. But I mean,
and they're not hurting for money, let me tell you, because Richard Bloom got every contract in California. He got the train. He got everything. These people profited like you wouldn't believe off of the backs of taxpayers.
Yep, for sure. All right, one of the things that we are missing this week on the people list, I guess we could put this into the category number three of presidential contenders. The fact that DeSantis he's losing footing for sure. And maybe it's because he says stuff like he's going to slit the throats of a lot of people on day one as president. Who in their right mind says something like this? He's back on the campaign trail.
Well, he's saying it because he's getting a ton of criticism that this... Ron DeSantis has a personality problem. He's a very smart guy. He's created some good policies. He's done a good job leading Florida. But he is having a really hard time relating to the American people. And so a lot of Republicans are saying, you don't have to like Trump, but every Republican should be standing up against this persecution over the, you know, all of these, pardon the pun, but trumped up charges against him, right? Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to say nice things, but you should say you're standing against the charges. And so he got called too soft. And so I guess to prove he's too hard, he comes out and says he's going to slit the throat of people.
Yeah. Oh, great. All right, 48 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup here. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Doug Steffen here. Calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
After the hour now, time for our weekly visit from Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. You may solicit his input by going there and seeing what it is that's making headlines this week. I'll tell you, the one thing involving cars that made me take notice was the story of a Southern California family couldn't complete a Jeep. They had an old Jeep. They were trying to restore it. And the father who was working on it died. So some of the friends of this young boy, the son of the guy who died in high school, stepped up. They brought the car into the shop. You know, they're still doing, at least in my part of the world, and obviously out in California as well, they have vocational schools. So they brought this 1969 Jeep Commando into the shop. And they restored it, and they gave it back. This is think about this. Actually, this fellow was a teacher in the school, and so he'd been working on this, and he died. So they brought it into the school, and they redid the car. You should see it; it really is amazing. And they did it in the name of the father and the teacher. Very sweet, very nice. I've forgotten even what a Jeep Commando was, right? It's like a Jeepster. Yeah, is that what they used to call them? Jeepster.
Yeah, they have the long back end, so yeah. It's very cool. with angled back ends.
Yeah, right. All right, let's fast forward to 2023 where we are and the talk about getting rid of gas engines and electric cars and electric this and electric that. Well, I guess the good news would be that Ford and GM have said, don't worry about the V8 engine. We're going to keep them. What motivated them to do that seems kind of contrary to all the rest of the stuff they're doing with these foolish electric cars, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, it depends where you live, right? So one in four Californians bought an electric car last year, which is extremely high numbers. But for California, it works really well. I mean, electricity is expensive. Gas is expensive. Electricity is plentiful. Sunshine is plentiful. So for them, it makes a lot of sense. But people in the Midwest, where the core of America lives, those people don't have access to electric cars. And they also...
And even if they did, they wouldn't buy them.
Yeah. Cars are great for transportation, but for people who use trucks to haul stuff and for their daily job, it just doesn't work. So I think what Ford and General Motors have done is recognize the fact that we need different horses for different courses. Some people are absolutely going to live and die by the V8, and they've said no plan for the end of production, especially Ford. They just introduced the new Mustang, which has that new Coyote fourth generation V8 engine in it. And that's a brand new V8 engine. So they're designing these new engines for cars that are coming out right now. And I never see the day that pickup trucks are going to be without some kind of V8 engine because they are necessary for a lot of things like hauling and moving. So I think what they're doing is saying, hey, America, we're still there for you.
All right. So that's Ford and GM. What about Chrysler? What are they doing?
Well, the difficulty with them is that they have very few V8 vehicles. They had them in some of their Chargers and Challengers.
Well, they had all the hot cars of the Hemis and stuff, and they're going to stop making them. Who the heck made that decision?
Well, I think they made the decision because they are limited on factory space, and so they only sell about 80,000 of those Chargers and Challengers every year, whereas they sell a lot more trucks. They're going to keep them for the trucks pretty surely. But even though they've said they're going to get rid of them, they were supposed to do that 2 years ago. They haven't disappeared. So I'm not sure whether it's just a fake ceiling. And the truth is that they're going to keep doing it because guess what? Americans keep buying them.
Yeah.
So as they keep buying them, keep making them.
I saw an article. I used to be in the school, but I was in the bus business for 11 or 12 years, sort of a family thing. And I ran a lot of school buses, and they were pretty conventional, you know, a chassis like a bread truck, only longer, with a box on it to haul kids around. Now they're becoming fancier, and there's a company that has started to make, they have an order for 1,000 electric school buses. Look, you know, they've kind of fancied up the way the bodies look, and they're going to, I can see, because they don't normally do 200 miles a day, but again, why the big push now? Who's behind that is the question, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a difficult one because the school bus is one thing that doesn't really need reinventing. It seems to have worked for about, 60 years, quite fine the way it is.
Right, since right after World War II, as a matter of fact. All right, good to have you here. Thank you, Nick. Nick Miles.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.